Audible Originals presents Call Me God.
My sister Josephine calls and says that Claudine has been shot.
The detective told me Lori, she got shot in Kensington, Maryland, and she didn't make it.
And I'm kneeling over her body, and I grab her hand. I'm calling her name repeatedly.
I start yelling, call 911, call 911.
This is unlike anything we've ever seen. Our homicide rate just increased by 25% in one day.
They were working one murder, and then another murder happened, and then another, and another, and another.
I've never heard the newsroom like that. There was an active hunt for a ghost.
I get the call. I get the call from my supervisor who says, you got to come back. And I said, what's going on? And he said, there was just another shooting. We think they're all linked.
Snipers typically have a God complex. They literally kill from afar and above so that they can feel like they're taking life like God does. Like they're ultimately omnipotent and powerful.
Everyone knew we were only a year out from the 9/11 attack, and no one could completely rule out that this was a terrorist type of attack on U.S. soil.
911 emergency.
Yeah, we got a guy just shot out here. I'm on the corner of Georgia.
It's the sixth sniper murder in 27 hours.
It was definitely a message that no one was safe. And the message was any time, anywhere, anybody.
Everyone fears that there will be more shootings, and they're right. Today is just the beginning.
You get a sense for good information as it comes forward. And that weekend was critical.
We came out in the red eye. There's no easy way to travel with a 105-pound bloodhound. I tell Lucy, okay, here we go.
You were sitting to my left when we actually did the final profile for this case.
It essentially was unprecedented in the annals of U.S. criminal justice history. We have these communications, tarot card, this letter, and there's a disconnect here. The content of these letters don't match up. You and I sort of had an epiphany almost at the same time.
He saw murders. He saw shootings. He saw daily criminality. After that amount of time, you tend to lack human emotion.
You could hear a pin drop in the courtroom.
If this wasn't a death penalty case, what would be?
And I'm watching him, and I mean, nothing is obstructing the view at all.
This is a truly unique case, unlike anything I've ever worked on.
I think he saw himself as a monster, and that what he had done was monstrous and defied explanation.
We learn everything about the victims. They motivated me and all my colleagues in the FBI and law enforcement to get out there and protect people so it doesn't happen again.
Call Me God is the untold behind-the-scenes story of a murder spree of epic proportions. The victims whose lives were taken or forever changed, and the unheralded investigators who helped bring an end to the terror.